All right, let's jump into it. We got game picks. We got a lot of really good games here, and some of them we haven't even mentioned. And we're gonna start right off the bat with Washington at the Giants. Which, if you would have asked me at the beginning of the season, would I be circling the Commanders at the Giants in December? I'd be like, yeah, I'd be circling that game to completely skip and forget about, because likely those two teams would be out of the playoff hunt. That's not true. They're both in the mix. The Giants, I think we've talked about for a few weeks. I think the Giants are just a year too early. So, you know, we've kind of seen them, you know, level out a little bit over the last couple weeks, and that's fine. I mean, I don't think they're regressing. I just think, again, sometimes you overachieve, and I think that might be a good precursor for what's to come for this team. I think ultimately they're going to have to upgrade the quarterback position if they're looking to compete for a Super Bowl. But nonetheless, they're in competition right now, and the reason why the Philadelphia Eagles at 10-1 cannot clinch the division today with a win. They can only clinch a wild card. So with Washington heading to New York, I like the Commanders. I mean, their defense is playing really well. I don't think Chase Young is going to be out there, but 5-1 in their last six games. Taylor Heineke is playing good football, good enough football, and this team is really, it's getting harder and harder to pick against them because they just keep winning football games. So I'm not going to pick against them, and I'm going to pick the Commanders.
It's kind of funny to see once in a while those head-scratching decisions from Heineke, but yeah, I think it's just the energy that he gives this team. I think that's what just stands out the most to me, and yeah, the defense is really taking shape as well, like you mentioned. I think the secondary, Kendall Fuller, guys like that, that have kind of rebounded, especially with Benjamin St. Juste dealing with injuries, has been a huge difference maker, and also the injuries with the Giants, that's just kind of decimated them all of a sudden, so I'll go with Washington.
All right, next, another game that is surprisingly competitive. We talked about Minnesota already, but they're hosting the Jets who, you know, look, they could have a lot of questions at quarterback. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out the rest of this year and going into next year. But they've been very competitive. I think they're going to be competitive today. However, I do not think they're going to win. So I like Minnesota at home.
I actually went with the Jets today, and maybe this might be a week where I think I'm kind of just rooting for a lot of what I want to see more than anything. I think this defense, I think, can actually challenge Minnesota. And I know it's 1 p.m., but Kirk Cousins against this pass rush is going to be, I think, a little bit testy for Minnesota. So I'll go with Mike White leading another victory today.
All right. First of the big three games on the slate, Philadelphia hosting Tennessee, obviously the A.J. Brown Bowl, playing his first game against his former team. I like Philadelphia in this one. I think this is going to be, I don't think they're going to win by maybe more than 3 points. I think Tennessee is the type of team that can give you absolutely everything that you can handle, and just about any team in the league is going to do that. I think Philadelphia is better, obviously, and I think that's why they're going to pull off this win at home. But we're going to be talking about this and saying, wow, maybe Tennessee is even better than what we thought, because you know, they held Jalen Hurts or they held A.J. Brown to X, Y, and Z. So going to be a tight game. I think a lower scoring game than anticipated, but I like Philadelphia in this one.
I like Philadelphia as well. I think with Vrabel and kind of just the speed they have up front, this is definitely a team I think that can kind of contain Jalen Hurts this week. So I'm going to be watching for that today. But I do think Philadelphia squeaks it out just because a little bit more playmakers on the offensive side.
All right, next we have Jacksonville at Detroit. We mentioned Detroit earlier. They have to lose, and Minnesota has to win in order for the Vikings to clinch the NFC North. I think they are going to lose. So I think by the end of Sunday, we're going to have Minnesota as the NFC North champion because, I mean, great come-from-behind win for Trevor Lawrence last week. Really starting to show a little bit more of that can't-miss prospect, you know, for Jacksonville, and I think they ride that momentum against a Detroit team who's, they're good. I mean, that's about the best I can describe them. You know, they can score on offense, they play hard for Dan Campbell, and that's always good for something. I just don't think it's going to mean much today. I think Jacksonville's going to pull this one off.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just maybe the weak NFC playoff picture and me wanting to believe the Lions still have a shot. I went with them today. I think they have a obviously winnable schedule down the stretch. It's just, can they finish games? I'll go out on a limb and say they do somehow today.
All right, next, Denver at Baltimore. I think this is a blessing for Baltimore, who has really struggled lately. I think they're going to struggle today, too, because Denver, for what it's worth, they have a really good defense. Unfortunately for them, though, they have one of the worst offenses in the league, bar none. I think someone posted from a fantasy perspective, Russell Wilson was quarterback 33 last week, and there's only 32 teams in the league. So you can kind of figure out where that's going. I like Baltimore. Again, it's not going to be pretty because I think Baltimore has a lot of issues, and this is going to be a chance to stave off the Bengals, I think, for maybe an extra week because maybe the Bengals lose tonight. But I like Baltimore just because I have to pick, and I'm not going to pick Denver at all the rest of the way. So.
Ravens. Yeah, not a whole lot to add to that one. I do want to see how the Ravens handle the receivers, even with Russell Wilson's struggles. Cortland Sutton's kind of hit on a few big plays here and there lately, but not really much to add to that one. I'll go with the Ravens.
All right, next we have Pittsburgh at Atlanta. Pittsburgh has TJ Watt, so I'm going to take Pittsburgh. It's really about it. I mean, Atlanta is a scrappy team that's capable of showing some nice things on film, but they're not a good team. Marcus Mariota is a limited quarterback. They have limited weapons, both on offense and defense. And like I said, Pittsburgh's not too much better, but TJ Watt, that defense, I'll trust them on the road. So give me the Steelers.
I went with the Atlanta today. I don't really have a great reason. I do think they can run a little bit on Pittsburgh. And I just think this defensive front for the Falcons has quietly done well. So maybe get after Kenny Pickett a little bit today, but not a lot of confidence, but I'll go with Atlanta.
All right, next we have Green Bay at Chicago. And as bad as Green Bay has played throughout this season, there's not a chance in the world I'm going to pick them against the Chicago Bears, especially when you have the all-time NFL wins lead on the line. Both the Bears and the Packers are sitting at 786 career franchise victories. Obviously, the Packers and Bears date back much farther than many other teams in this league. However, this is a pretty important thing, which was kind of talked about earlier in the season. And we kind of expected this to be a runaway for Green Bay, but since Green Bay has been struggling, it's been kind of just hanging out here for the last couple of months. I like Green Bay in this one. I really don't have any other reason other than they just beat Chicago every single time with Aaron Rodgers. So that's what I'm rolling with. That's what I'm betting on, and that's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, I went kind of with the same logic as you, so not really a whole lot to add. I wonder about Green Bay's injuries a little bit. David Bakhtiari kind of quickly ruled out late in the week, and then we'll see what happens with Devondre Campbell. But, yeah, it's kind of just the old history that you have to take Aaron Rodgers against Chicago.
Yeah, this game could be just awful to watch for 3.5 quarters, and Packers may be down, but I'm still not going to bet against them. Next is that Cleveland at Houston game. And look, to me, and I said this on FPC Radio, I think this is by far the easiest game to pick, the easiest upset to pick, and it's Houston. And I'll tell you why. For a lot of the reasons we talked about before. First, Deshaun Watson hasn't played football in 2 months. Second, I have no reason to believe that he has this unshakable confidence and ability to come in and ignore all the noise surrounding him. On top of playing against his former team, I think there's way too many factors working against it. I know Cleveland on paper is a better team. Deshaun Watson's a better quarterback on paper, at least we assume, than what Houston is going to roll out with. And even without, I don't even know if Brandon Cooks is going to play this week.
Yeah, I think he's out.
Yeah, I think he's out. So I don't care. I don't care. This is still, to me, the easiest upset pick of the weekend and the most obvious one. So give me Houston.
Yeah, I went with Houston as well. I mean, it's not just the injury the reasons that you mentioned, but it's kind of just something you kind of expect in the NFL. A big win like Cleveland got last week, coming into a massive letdown in a game that you think should be a gimme. So that's kind of also something that I'm banking on today. So yeah, I went with Houston as well.
All right, next we have Seattle at the Rams. Seattle. Look, no Matt Stafford. He's probably done for the season. We can discuss his future at another time, but beyond this season. But right now, Seattle, they're just a better team. I mean, there's a lot of better teams than the Rams right now. So there's nothing about the Rams, especially without Aaron Donald, that's going to give me confidence to think they're going to be able to upset Seattle. So Seattle by, I don't know, 10 plus.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford still helping out the Lions in some way with that first round pick going to Detroit this upcoming spring from the Rams. But yeah, this is a big one for Seattle to kind of have this kind of matchup at this time. They've been floundering a little bit of late. Mm-hmm. Tough overtime loss last week, so kind of a get right game for them. I went with the Seahawks.
All right, next we have the second of the three really big games this weekend. Miami at San Francisco. The dreaded Christian McCaffrey popped up on the injury report, happened this week, and that's something obviously to monitor because, again, that's the risk you run with Christian McCaffrey. We'll see what happens with it. I like Miami in this on the road against San Francisco. I think San Francisco is favored. I wish I actually had those numbers in front of me. I don't know if you have them or not.
I think 3.5. Was
yeah,
the last
which is essentially your home field. That's generally what you're going to get for having home field. But I like Miami in this one. I think they're going to, you know, I think Mike McDaniel has intimate knowledge, obviously, of the 49ers. I think they're talented enough to exploit a lot of their weaknesses on defense. And look, if Christian McCaffrey doesn't go, I don't know if there's been any word officially whether or not he's going to suit up, but whether or not he's in there or out there, I just think this is a week for Miami. And I think what we talked about prior, where not too many people are talking about the Dolphins, I think a lot of people are going to start jumping on that bandwagon for the Dolphins, because not only are they going to win this game, the Bills played on Thursday. So in terms of NFL world, they're forgotten about. Who cares about who played on Thursday? No one cares about who played on Thursday. So Miami has an opportunity to kind of have that spotlight to themselves, so to speak, and really come through with a signature win in front of a lot of eyes. So I like the Dolphins in this one very confidently.
I went with the Dolphins as well, and I almost went San Francisco, but I just think when this defense has faced tougher matchups, it hasn't been very frequent this season, but they really have struggled against kind of this explosive type of attack in the past. And I think this is just going to be a perfect game for Tua to kind of maybe etch his name closer up to the MVP conversation. I think he's kind of third in the betting odds right now, but if there was ever a chance for someone else to kind of step in and if Mahomes, we're not to win it, I think Tua, this is going to kind of be a statement game for him. And I think it'll be a very fun game to watch, but I went with the Dolphins here.
Yeah, and look, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is very firmly in the MVP race lead, but, you know, things change very quickly in this league. Excuse me. And, you know, a subpar, and I say that relative to what we expect from Mahomes, a subpar performance against the Bengals and a big-time performance from Tua or even Jalen Hurts, all of a sudden, right, those, you know, that lead shrinks significantly, and you can see that start to sway very quickly, because that's just the nature of the NFL and how we discuss things. All right, speaking of Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City at Cincinnati. I think if this were at Arrowhead, I would have probably taken the Chiefs, but I think these teams are both very evenly matched up, and I think the Bengals are just, I don't know. I don't think they're the better team. Even if they win, I don't think they're a better team. I think, like we said before, this means a little bit more to them in terms of this season. And it gives me a feeling that Cincinnati's going to come out and kind of do a lot of the same things they did last year and have some success with it. And I just like Joe Burrow a lot. I think he's playing really good football. I like Patrick Mahomes a lot, as much as people don't believe that. Trust me, I do. I like Cincinnati at home, and I think that's ultimately where I'm, you know, again, if it was flipped, if it was in Arrowhead, I'd probably take the Chiefs. But right now, I'm going to go with the Bengals in this one.
Yeah, it's just studying this Bengals team. I mean, man, I just really like how willing they are to adjust and just kind of throw a lot of different things at you. And you mentioned how big of a game this is for them, but I think the reason I had to go Kansas City is I think they've just had this game, you know, burning in their minds for so long. And I think just
that's a good point.
The offseason moves they made, I think, was kind of meant for this opponent. And I just think there's going to be just so much motivation to kind of get back some games that they should have had last year. So definitely not not going to be surprised if the Bengals win this one. But I think for those reasons, I had to go and pick Kansas City.
All right. Next, we have the Chargers heading to Vegas to take on the Raiders. You know, Raiders, big win last week. Josh Jacobs, 300-plus yards running. Don't think he's going to do that again this week. And if he does, well, then I'll be wrong because I'm taking the Chargers. And if they allow 300 yards rushing, then they're definitely not going to win. So, yeah, like you said, I'll take the Chargers because they're better. How much better? I don't really know. But this Chargers team has been one of the bigger disappointments this year. And my confidence in picking them week in and week out is waning. But I am pretty confident this week in going L.A.
I went with the Raiders, and maybe it's just what I've seen the last couple weeks, but I do think there's just something that they're doing right now that's kind of given these top teams, you know, some questions. And seeing the Chargers eke out the way they did in Arizona, I think just still gives me some pause. So kind of a shot in the dark, but I'll go with the Raiders today.
All right, next, Indianapolis at Dallas. I mean, I like Dallas. They're just a better team across the board. Yeah, I'm not complete, like, you know, the whole Jeff Saturday thing. I mean, people were up in arms about that. But my point was we've seen so many failed head coaching hires that have come up through the ranks every single year. So why the hell not take a shot in the dark and see what happens? They're just not good enough, no matter who's coaching them, to beat Dallas. And I think the only thing that's going to stop Dallas from winning this game is Dallas, because they are capable of getting in their own way. I just don't think it's going to happen at home this time. So Dallas by a decent amount. Nothing too crazy. Maybe 7 points.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I guess I wish it wasn't Dallas and that whole that kind of, you know, Jerry's World and all that kind of stuff. I wish we would have got this game flexed out, but you know it's not going to happen with the Cowboys. Yeah, I mean, really, it's a game I expect them to win pretty dominantly today. So, big pass rush, a lot of speed up front against Matt Ryan. Sounds like a pretty good recipe for the Cowboys.
Yeah, and certainly a good recipe for going to bed at a decent hour tonight. Because, like you, I don't mind watching the highlights of this one in the morning. So, all right, we're gonna pick Monday nights because it's on my sheet, and I didn't. New Orleans at Tampa. I'm going to take the Buccaneers. I mean, I have no good reason to. I really don't. I have to believe that they can beat the Saints, because as bad as things are going for the Buccaneers right now, they're probably even worse for the Saints. So, Buccaneers at home? Question mark?
Interesting stat I didn't really realize until going into this week. New Orleans leading the league in turnovers right now. I think worst turnover differential in the league. So maybe that's going to give Tampa Bay a little bit of a boost and kind of get them rolling, seeing these guys and just a really watered down version of a club that is really deprived of talent. So yeah, I'm going Tampa Bay as well.
I don't have any data, or I haven't checked the numbers. But I gotta believe that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are probably one of the worst, if not the worst, team in creating turnovers. So it'll be interesting to see which levy breaks there, because you know, the Buccaneers, obviously they've had one interception in 2 months. They've had one fumble forced in about the same amount of time. I mean, really, the last time they created multiple turnovers in a game came against Kansas City, and that was what, week four? So yeah. You know, it's been a long time, so I'll be interested to see what happens in that game. But for now, we're going to say goodbye. Be sure to stay tuned here on Full Press Radio, Full Press NFL on Twitter, and of course Full Press Coverage YouTube, wherever you want to find our videos. They're all out there, Twitch, Facebook, of course. Our Full Press Fantasy Live show with Kyle Center is coming up here at about 11:30. So you got about 15 minutes to go get your snacks, go get your drinks, come in with your questions, and get ready for another entertaining setup for today's Sunday action. And we will be back next Sunday to preview Week 14, as we're really kind of getting to the nitty-gritty when it comes to figuring out who's going to be in the playoffs. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Like I said, be sure to head over to fullpresscoverage.com and check out all the latest and greatest coming from everyone over there. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We'll talk to you soon.